I'm here with BT and Sylvie at the sports event. And tell me, how was the preparation? Who was teaching the students all these amazing performances?
All the sports teachers, and every group has a sports teacher.
Okay.
And in kindergarten, and there are three sections in our school: kindergarten section, new building section, and main section. And each section has somebody to teach. So in kindergarten section, it was mainly Bithidi and Murgesan, Selvi, Akila, Gayatri, Mutargi, Sukanya, all our team. And in other sections, it's according to other teachers. And Partha, then you should tell.
I'm from the main section. We are the one who did all the acrobatics and physical demonstration. Actually, it's our like kind of a tradition in our Udivi school. We have been doing under the guidance of Bithidi. We've been doing past several years. And she has been initially teaching all this from the small children to adults. And whatever she taught, we grabbed it and we started teaching the older ones, because she cannot look after the whole entire school. And this is actually, it helps the children to be more focused and to be more concentrated in a disciplinary action of demonstrating some physical work, some physical movements. So like for instance, pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
Pyramid is, it needs a lot of concentration and same time kind of discipline and silence to make that form.
Mm-hmm.
So the children learn this as inner quality. So like this, also like many dance movements you have seen with ribbons, with rings and all. This also something that coordination. They also learn how to coordinate, how to be all together at the same time. And many other qualities they really learn. And we try to demonstrate these qualities to the public once in a year.
Is this once a year?
Okay. Once in a year, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how long does it take for preparation to get everybody?
At least for the small children, it takes 2-3 months. Bigger one, they take less time. They may, within a month, they can learn. But small children, they take 3 months.
But were you also inspired by the kids, like the older ones, where they're also allowed to put some movements in? Or
Yes.
A lot of the movements are done by them.
Yeah.
The teachers there just to guide them, to practice, to be more flexible and all. But many new ideas come from their own thoughts and own initiative. It's not mostly the teacher who creates and like a puppet and presents. It's also the children who involves and gives us the teacher's idea. Let's do like this. Because they are the one who are capable of jumping or diving and all. So they will tell us, we can do this. So can you please include this so that we are also interested. So we combine all these things. The teacher is just somebody who guides. It's not who poses like you have to do or, you know, orders kids. It's the children who comes with a lot of ideas. The teacher is there to see the frame of it.
Okay.
Actually, it's the children who, I mean, of course, for the smaller ones, that the teachers should be there for them to guide, to say 1, 2, 3, so they understand the rhythms and all. So, and this is Shekhar.
Hi, Shekhar.
Hello.
He's
been involved in our sports program for a long time. He's from our local village,
mm-hmm.
from Edenjavadi. He's been here since maybe 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
So, which part did you take in preparing the kids for the performance?
Well, she's a Bithidi teacher.
She's the inspiration.
This is her idea. We started 8 years back, no? Since we are doing.
Okay, wow.
Actually, we copied from Ashram.
Yeah.
They are doing physical demonstration. So, it's a physical demonstration we started this. She look after KG section as well as senior girls also. We look after senior boys group and our teams. We have a middle school, a KG section and a higher section.
Uh-huh.
So three departmental we work.
Okay.
Then we give training. Each and every departmental, they look after their items.
Yeah.
She's the basic, the mind, the mastermind. So I am helping to her. So we both and our team, with our team, we organize that, we give the training, and then we compose, why do then they, we finalize this. It's all the teamwork.
My question, because I saw a lot of yoga asanas there. So what kind of role plays the yoga asana practice in your way of performing?
Actually, 2 or 3 years back, we had a teacher, yoga teacher.
Okay.
He taught them. That's why the basic thing was yoga. We have one teacher. She's teaching Odissi.
Uh-huh.
It is more or less a lot of bows and posters. So already our children, they know the yoga. That's why they can do that. See, there's no surprise.
Okay.
No surprise.
They can do so many headstands and all kinds of variations. Yeah. That was nice. So is there something you would like to say, or you would like to add what I haven't asked yet?
Yeah, something? We still, actually our motto is, our school motto is progress and endless progress.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, still we progressing. So we still going on.
So your next performance will be next year then?
Yeah, next year.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, hopes then better and better, so because I told you, no?
Yeah, I mean, they are already perfect. Yes,
progress and endless progress. Yeah. We are looking for progress.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.